777.
Initiate foreclosure sale on 5 properties for the recovery of delinquent city liens placed against the properties.
Follow-up item to our previous action on these 5 properties, and Sarah's here to very briefly explain why we have an ordinance in front of us.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioner Sarah Landis, City Auditor's Office. This is a follow-up to our report entitled Foreclosure List 2016-01, which you voted to approve on June 15th. As we're working through our first exercising of the foreclosure code in a number of years, we learned that council is required to pass this list by ordinance and not by accepting of the report, which was what we did on the 15th. So this is to tie up that knot. There have been no changes to the list since it was voted on the 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you heard from any of the property owners since then?
A few of the listed property owners have been in touch with us. There have been no changes in the recorded property owner name with Multnomah County. There's still ample time before a foreclosure sale is initiated for property owners to rectify that recording disconnect between the original owner that's on our list and who may be in ownership of the property at this point.
What's the lag time for that?
Before the foreclosure sale?
Yeah.
I think we would have to ask the treasurer, but she has yet to get the rules established for that, and they have postings for 60 days, I believe, of those rules, and so we're months out.
It takes several months.
So I do want to just be clear then that if some folks have come forward since we had that hearing, that you would continue to work with them.
Yes, we are continuing to work with them. They have until the foreclosure sale to pay off their liens and remove themselves from the list, for sure.
And remediate the problem so that we're
right.
Not back there again.
So in other words, we're saying, yes, we really mean it this time.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Marco is here as well. Any questions for him? Okay. Maybe not. Marco Maciel manages this process for us.
Good.
So. All right, are we in good shape? All right, so this is an emergency ordinance. I don't see anyone here to testify other than you two, so we'll take a vote, please.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Britt.
So we have had a robust process and a couple of hearings to talk about this, and every effort has been made to notify property owners, and now, yes, we really mean it, and you still have an opportunity to get your property out of the lien. My understanding is that if we were to sell it, these properties for just the lien price, that would be $378,000. The properties are probably worth more than that, and so it really behooves the property owners to pay the delinquent fees and get back their property, or else, as under the mayor's leadership and with the city auditors and your wonderful work, your diligent work, then they are appropriately disposed of. Thank you. Aye.
Ailes.
Thank you very much. Progress. Aye. Okay. 7.